Morning, everyone. Continuing Hilchos Bas V'Cholov, Simen Sadi Dalid in Shulchan Aruch, the milchek spoon that gets put into a flesh, a pot of meat. And we're gonna, today, I think the spoons, in all cases, will be a Ben Yomo spoon. The smack and the Haggaz smack make a couple distinctions between Hagala and what is required to prohibit a vessel. So, like the two ends, what makes a kli aser, and what is required to kosherize a kli to purge it from the iser that is it's absorbed. So the smack points out one distinction regarding whole or part of the kli. Right, there's a distinction between in order to aser a kli, you don't have to have the whole thing doesn't become aser. What I'm saying is, we don't say cham miktsasoi cham kulo. In terms of asering the keli, if part of it becomes aser, so then we don't say the whole thing comes aser, right? Only the part that went into the meat becomes aser. But in terms of kashering it, we don't look at it as, well, only you have to kasher the whole thing, right? In terms of what actually is being imparted into the pot, only that which was inserted into the meat is do you need shishim against to mevatel. But you don't say, since the whole, you know, you're dealing with metal, cham miktasli, cham kulo, you need shishim keneged the whole spoon. No, you only need shishim keneged the part of the spoon that went into the meat. But regarding kosherizing the spoon, you have to, because it's now, the spoon is now bas v'cholov, right? It's a milchik spoon going into a hot meat pot. So the spoon is aser. In terms of kosherizing it, we don't just kosherize, you know, when you want to kosherize it, you have to put it in boiling water, so you don't just put the part that was inserted into the meat to kosherize it, you kosherize the whole thing. The Haggaz smack made a distinction between what is required to prohibit a vessel and what is required to kasher a vessel. And he's in regards to temperature, right? In order to oyster a kli, you don't need boiling. You just need yatza lettuce, right? But in order to purge the kli, and when you want to get rid of the iser from the spoon, you need more than yatza lettuce. You need roischin, right? So there's a difference. We're more machmer. Right? There's a kli. It's one more machmer on the hagala. The hagala has to be on the whole thing, even though part of it was inserted. Hagala needs to be with a higher temperature, even though it was the temperature at the time that it became bas v'cholovized was not reiskin. Still, we're machmer the aser it the yatza lettuce, and we're machmer that you have to kasher it with roiskin, so it's a chumra on both sides. And the Taz Gimel b'shem the Hagashari Dura endorses this idea regarding the temperature, and the Gra as well. Gra Yud Aleph. So I'll just read the Taz. V'lo amrinan demashin nitchav kavar havek kahagala. Teretz Mahagash Sharidura, the Hagala Tzricha Roischin, Shemala Resicha, well, the Inyan Isser, in order to prohibit the vessel, Oyser Raki Mayatza Lettuce Boy. So he was answering the question why, when if the spoon goes in and you have Shishim, when the spoon goes into the meat and you have Shishim Keneged what went in, why don't we say Hagala? Right? So it imparted milk to the meat, and the milk went into the meat, and it was bottled with shishim, and so everything is good. So then, why don't we say hagala on the part of the spoon that was inserted. Right? The milk went out, it's batel b'shishim, now everything is good, so then the whole, the heter, the meat heter should kosherize the spoon from its iser. And the answer is that the we don't necessarily have roischim, right? We don't, you have to have roischim to say hagala. It was nesar with the temperature of yatzaletas. Okay, it'd be more complicated than that. I mean, even if you had roischim, I'm not sure if we would say you had hagala. Well, I think that's for another time. So that was the smack and the hagaza smack, making some distinctions between what is required to prohibit a vessel and what is required to kasher a vessel. Another issue is when is it that chicken is not meat? Right? We know that we pass on like Rabbi Kiva that chicken is it's an iser derabanan. Chicken and milk is an iser derabanan. It is not basav chol of deraisa. Chicken midrabanan is only aser beachila. It's mutar bebishul ubahana. There's a marasayin. The Taz has a marasayin on the bishul. Taz has a marasayin on the bishul of chicken and milk. But midrabanan, it's mutar bebishul ubahana. Chicken is not always meat, so to speak. Regarding bishul hana, that's a good. Those are two general categories. And what about the spoon case? Is there any examples where the spoon, where we see that chicken is not meat? And the answer is in Aleph, we have the rule being extended that chicken is like meat, right? We have the rule being extended to that the iser derbanan of basar of b'cholov, the iser achila, the derbanan is being extended even b'makom suffix. So if you look at Shach Aleph, the Shach points out that when you stick the spoon, a milk spoon into hot meat. So, hot meat pot, Shach says, Shach Aleph, the Luya Dina Kama Nafik Mine. We don't know how much went into the spoon, and we don't know how much went out of the spoon. So, it's a suffix, right? It's a. You have Rove. It's just a suffix. You could say it's a suffix to Rabbanan. Right, you can just say it's a suffix to Rabban. I don't think you have to come on the Rov. You don't know how much went into the spoon. The Shach is saying, "Delo yadina kama nafik mine," and therefore Masharim b'didei, the volume of the spoon. The Mishpasot Zahav points out that even b'makom suffik, the meat that we're dealing with over here, say it's a the spoon was a fleshik spoon from chicken, and it was stuck into a pot of hot milk. So we don't know how much was necessarily in the spoon. We don't know how much came out of the spoon. So you could say safek derbanan kula. No, says the Mishpatzayit Zahav. We treat the chicken just like meat, like the deraisa, and we don't say safek derbanan. So regarding. Regarding lo yadinam kama nafik mine, that's not considered a suffik to say suffik derban the kula by the isur derbanan of basar of b'cholov. And regarding that is following the basic rule that in most situations we always see that chicken is like meat, and that's another example of that. Even though you could have said suffik derban the kula. Because you don't know how much came out of the chicken spoon, but no, we don't say suffix. We treat it like regular meat. like the Deraisa. There is an exception. In Sef Kimmel, we say that when we're discussing that the spoon becomes contaminated, even though you have shishim, in Sif Gimel and Shulchan Aruch, you have shishim, the spoon becomes contaminated. And it's really us with all food, all hot food. Even b'di'avad, it's going to oyser. If you reinsert that spoon in the hot food, it's going to oyser. And it will oyser, right? That spoon, it's very very subtle, right? It's the milchak spoon gets put into a hot meat pot. You have shishim keneged the spoon, or what was inserted. So the meat is kosher, the spoon is also. And in just the tip of the spoon, if the tip of the spoon is inserted subsequently to another tyrovis, and and there's no shishim keneged the spoon, right? You use it for a coffee, right? Because it's basal cholavized, it's iser, the spoon is a nevela, basal cholav, the raisa. And if you don't have shishim in that coffee, can I get the spoon? So then the coffee is asa b'chana. L'chayra, if the spoon was... if the meat in question, the meat in the pot was basar of, so then the spoon would be nasis nevela midrabanan, and there would be no isarana. So just keeping the... It's just really an opportunity to rethink things in terms of oaf. In this case, oaf would be the coffee would be mutter bahana, because if the meat in question in the meat pot was chicken meat and you stuck a milchak spoon in it, so then it's possible called derabanan, and then you know that spoon got stuck into hot food. So it would be aser to consume, right? Because it's possible chol of the rabbanon. You couldn't drink the coffee, but it would be mutter behana. And there we see that the chicken breaks away from the meat. In other words, we're seeing here that chicken is not acting like meat. It's mutter behana. Okay. To go back to yesterday, with the shita of the mechaber, right? We said the machlokes the mechaber and the ramah. When the spoon is the spoon is stuck in twice, right? You have a milchik spoon, a ben yomo gets stuck into a hot meat pot. It gets stuck into the meat, and it gets stuck in twice. So machlokas mechaber l'rama, do you need shtei pamim shishim or not? So the mechaber went like the smack. You need two times shishim. You need 120. And the Ramah was Mekel, like the Trum Sedeshin. So let's just look at Shach Vav, and just to get a better feel of this. So Shach Hei points out that really there's a steer in the Mechaber. The Mechaber in Tzadi Tess, by Choy Zivinir, he holds that Yediya is not machalik between the nefilas, and that's a cash over here on the mechaber that a Yediya would be machalik between the two insertions of the spoon, right? Here the lashon, the mechaber is quoting the lashon of the smack v'lo noido ben esayim. You didn't know that there was two tchivas, right? One person, you have two chefs, right? You have one chef stuck in the spoon, the milchik spoon, and then the other chef comes along and sticks it in again. So there was no yediya. It's mashma. If there was a yediya, that you would only need one shishim, and that seems to contradict what the mechaber says by Chai Zivinir in Tzadi Tess, Simon Tzadi Tess. That by Choyz Rivenir, if you have a Kazayas of Issa that falls in, and your Noida, that a Kazayas fell in, and then another Kazayas fell in, the idea is not Mechalik. In other words, if the first Kazayas would have Shishim, and had Shishim, but and then you know, and then the second Zayas falls in, and with the tzira for the two, you don't have shishim. The idea doesn't break it up to say that, oh, the first Zayas was bottle and everything is good, you have a clean slate. The second Zayas is falling into kuloi heter. We don't say that in Sadi test. The idea doesn't break up the two nefilos. Right? The two Zaysim of Isser are mitzarif, whether you knew in between or not. Over here, by the two tchivas of the spoon, if you knew, it would break, you would only need one shishim. So that's the Shach's kasha. I'll just read the Shach. Mikol makom hacha in tam klal daha yesh shishim neged kol ha-kaf v'lo yehe ha-kaf ela kuloi cholav. Ella the mitam shenas in the vein that sarak shnei pamim shishim. Afagav the min bimino nami eno noisin tam. Mikol makom kaven derui litain tam bekenegdoi b'she'eno mino asur. Kresh kosav Ramban v'aran. We may base Yosef Sham, the low Shayach Hacha, the Zelo Shayach Hacha. And that's not right. They're explaining, the Shach is explaining why the idea regarding the Shtei Zaysim of Tzadi Test doesn't break up the Nefilos. And he says that's not shaykh here, and therefore the idea will break it up, right? That's not shaykh regarding our case, so the idea will break it up. So the shaykh is mechalak between tzadi tes and tzadi dalid. In tzadi dalid, it seems that we're employing kevan de ruy litain tam b'knegdai b'she'eno minoy asun. And that's not shaykh over here. Over there, we're being mitzarif, right? We're being mitzarif, zayis shel iser, and another zayis shel iser. Here, we're not really being mitzarif. There's two techivas, but the first techiva is milk, and the second techiva is bas v'cholav, you know, the iser bas v'cholav. Okay, let's take a look at shaykh vav. He explains. He gives us good reason, really, to be soimich on the shita of the Ramah, that you, with even two techivos, without a yediyah, you only need one shishim. And the Shach says the harbor poison savrele Shach vav the harbor poison savrele the bedaver balua lo amrinan chaticha nas nevela kira the kamon. Sadi Ches, Sev Hei, V'chein Kas V'chum V'sedeshen. So, many poskim say you don't say Chanan B'blu, and that's what the V'chum V'sedeshen says over here in Kuf Pei Gimel. The Samchina in the High Time, so the V'chum V'sedeshen is Soimich on that that sheet, we don't say Chanan B'blu. Afal Gav, even though we're dealing with Basim Cholov, Afagav the Kaimel and Hasam the Chomra, we do say Chanan by Balua. So it seems to be that, you know, sometimes we say we're machmer to say Chanan Balua, sometimes we're not. The Shach wants to say it's not really to be say Chanan by Balua over here on the spoon. And once you don't say Chanan by Balua, so let's read. Keep reading the Shach. For Afagav the Kaimel and Hasam the Chomer, we do say Chanan b'Bolua. Mikomakom b'Kahai Gavna in la'achmir. By the case of this spoon, our case over here, the spoon, we don't need to be machmir. Afilu be'iser atzmoi. Why? Because even if we had an iser be'ain, shenaf l'kadeir kam apam kaimel and the ain sarich el apam achas shishim. So even if you would say Chanan b'Bolua on the spoon, right, even without being mako regarding that, we see that when you're dealing with a ba'ain iser that fell in, the same iser fell in over and over again, you only need one shishim. You only need one shishim, so we're not gonna, you know, it's the same spoon that's being stuck in, so it shouldn't be worse. Right? It's really kavah chomer. If by be'ein, isra'atzmo, a treif meatball falls into the hot water, and it falls in, the same meatball falls, is removed, and then falls back in, it's removed, it falls back in, you'd only need shishim keneged the meatball, one shishim. So the spoon, which is a balua, if you want to say chanan on the spoon, it's a balua, certainly you only need palm achas shishim. That's the Shach who wants to, is giving us reason to be makol like the Truma Sedeshin. That you only need one shishin. I mean, there is a difference. It's first it's milk and then it's nasas nevela. Okay. Then there's another important Shach Yud. Right, Shach Yud, we're talking in the Mechaber and Sef Gimel regarding when there is shishim, but the spoon is contaminated, and then the spoon subsequently gets inserted into other food, it contaminates in the second in a different in the second chiva somewhere else, it contaminates. If there's not shishim keneged the basav cholavai spoon, because even if you have shishim in the first chiva keneged the spoon, and therefore the meat is mutter, the spoon is basav cholavized, and therefore when you stick it in subsequently in other hot food, it's going to contaminate if you don't have shishim. So there's an important shach here, Shach Yud, who talks about. So I'll just read the Mechaber. So, Akaf Asur, I'm jumping in the middle. Bein im basur, bein im cholav, l'fishi hibalua mi basur v'cholav. So the Kaf is Asur. Afilu b'diyevet oseres. The spoon will Asur another pot of food. Im chazur v'tachvu, bein b'basur, bein b'cholav. When? Kol's man, shehi bas yoma. The imain shishim akol aser bahana. I feel a kaderim, right? Because if you don't have shishim in this, right? Let's see, the coffee. So the coffee is going to be aser because there's no shishim keneged the spoon. The coffee is going to aser the container, the mug that's holding the coffee. But Shach Yud points out over here when the Mechaber says kol zman. Shehi bas yoma. So there's two bas yoma clocks going on over here, right? There's two clocks. There's two me'es la'es clocks ticking, and the Shach is going to distinguish between the two, right? The Mechaber said kol zman shehi bas yoma. Well, bas yoma of what? Bas yoma of the spoon becoming milchik, and they're potent. They're therefore potent for bas v'cholov. And once that me'es la'es clock runs out. So then the milk is no longer milk, and even the milk disappears, and therefore the milk component of when it did, even after it got contaminated with meat, perhaps we follow the ace clock of the original milk techiva to make the spoon milchik, and perhaps that is the overruling, that mace, the ace clock, is really primary. And once that the 24 hours ends from the original techiva that made the spoon milchik, maybe that makes the milk of the basav cholav disappear, and you no longer have basav cholav anymore. And so the Shach is saying no. Shach is saying not like that. The ability for the spoon to subsequently contaminate because it's a basa of a cholovized spoon is not limited by the first 24 hours, the 24 hours that made the spoon milchik. No. It's limited by the 24 hours of the techiva that made it basa of a cholov, the second techiva. Right, the techiva, 24 hours from the time that the spoon got stuck in the meat, as long as that techiva in the meat was within the first 24 hours from it becoming milchik, so you had a milchik ben yomo spoon being stuck into hot meat, and then with 24 hours it got stuck into the coffee, right? Within 24 hours from getting stuck in the meat, it got stuck in the coffee, so then it's going to answer the coffee. So that's what the Shach is saying here, that even though there's two clocks ticking, we follow the 24 hours from when the spoon got basavacholovized. Even though the 24 hours from the spoon, the milk in the spoon, 24 hours has passed from it becoming a milchik spoon. So I'll just read the Shach. Kol zman shebas bas yoma perish mishas hatechiva afila ina bas yoma mishas bishul ba cholov. So perish mishas hatechiva, that it became nesar bas of a cholov, that as long as it's a bas yoma from that techiva, afilu ain't a bas yoma mishas bishul ba cholov, came in shahaisa bas yoma mishas hatechiva rishoina. Since it was a bas yoma from being milchiks, when you made a bas v'cholov, it's nasas nevela. V'oiseres achar kach afilu diyevid im hi bas yoma mishas hatchiva that it got nesar. It's not the easiest read, but the Shach is saying that you reset the clock. Right, you reset the clock, and with the techiva in the basar, you're resetting the clock, and you have a new 24 hours. And within, if the techiva into the hot coffee is within 24 hours from the time that the spoon became basar v'cholovized, so then it will answer that coffee, as long as the spoon became basa v'cholov within the 24 hours from becoming milchik. So there's two clocks ticking, and they are limiting. But once it becomes basa v'cholovized, so then you go according to the second clock. So, any questions? Yossi? Okay. All right, Shkoyach, thank you for listening. Erev Tisha B'Av, have a meaningful fast. Mr. Shem, we will continue Monday.